Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he holds Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat directly responsible for today's suicide bombing. A Palestinian man blew himself up on a bus in northern Israel, killing himself and three Israelis. Several other Israelis were wounded. The Reuters news agency reports that a group linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction says it is responsible for that bus attack. The bombing comes as U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni tries to bring about a ceasefire in the region. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem and joins us now. Peter, what other details do you have about the explosion?
Well, it occurred, Robert, near the back of bus number 823. It was traveling from Nazareth to Tel Aviv, and witnesses nearby told of a very large explosion. A car is being pushed around and the bus itself torn to pieces. The explosion occurred not far from an Israeli army base. The driver was among those wounded. Police said it's possible there could have been a much higher casualty toll, except that at that late hour, the bus was not very heavily populated. And so that's about what we know at this point.
And do we know anything more about the bomber?
We don't know any identities, but the police early on said they believed it was a suicide bombing, in part because one of the fatalities, the body was almost completely obliterated. The bus reportedly made several stops before the blast took place. Israeli officials cited early intelligence reports suggesting the bomber may have gotten on at an Arab-Israeli village near Jenin. The Palestinian Authority, headed by Yasser Arafat, has condemned the blast and said it's doing everything possible to prevent such attacks. Israeli media, however, is reporting a rejoicing by some Palestinians on the streets of Jenin. This explosion, I guess we should say, was the worst of the violence today, but not the only violence. Two Palestinians were killed at a roadblock, one by accident, killed by Israeli army fire. And one Israeli was shot and killed by Palestinians elsewhere in the West Bank. There's been a series of other incidents.
Yeah, it seems that since Colin Powell dispatched General Zinni to the region, things have actually gotten worse. Is there any sign that he's bringing the sides closer together or closer to a ceasefire?
If there are any signs, he's keeping them to himself. Certainly in public, we're seeing nothing to suggest any serious progress. Zinni himself says only that the violence underscores the need for a ceasefire, that the two sides have suffered long enough and it's time for a change. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell just today said, "We're in this for as long as it takes to bring the two sides back to the peace table," which is hardly a statement designed to encourage people that a breakthrough is coming anytime soon.
It certainly doesn't augur well that this bombing, disowned by the Palestinian Authority, as you say, according to Ariel Sharon, is the responsibility of Yasser Arafat.
It doesn't. Mr. Sharon is, of course, headed for Washington. He's due to meet with the president, President George W. Bush, on Monday. And his main preliminary demand is that there be 7 days of complete quiet before any talks can be had. As he said today, not 1 hour less. Israel and America agree basically that the burden is on Arafat to rein in the violence. But on the Palestinian side, they say signs of Arafat's loss of influence are basically everywhere, and it's not clear that he even could rein people in. Of course, when you see incidents like this today, it's very likely to generate a lot of international sympathy for Ariel Sharon and for the government's claim that before anything else happens, the violence must stop.
Thank you, Peter. NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Jerusalem.